Oh, Celia Kent, there's my handsome boy. What am I doing? Well, I'm making a podcast trailer for Good Morning Evildoers. We need to let folks who might like the podcast know what we're all about. Then when they listen, we can harvest their cerebral emanations to feed that which lurks beyond the void. Fans of cannibals or killer robots or cryptids should definitely tune in. Isn't that right, my sweet boy? As well as anyone who enjoys underwater volcano lairs, escaped homunculi, and karaoke. And they can pick up all kinds of tips, evil HR guidance, the importance of professional development, and even which arcane practitioners of the necromantic arts to trust. And which ones not to, because we don't trust Victor Frankenstein. No, we don't. No, we don't. Good Morning, Evildoers. Your new favorite podcast. Or else.
All right, I'm here.
Took you long enough.
We've been waiting for hours?
You've been waiting for 10 minutes. Now then, liar, liar, absolute zero.
Providence.
We have some things to discuss.
I've heard rumors that Solus and Mosaic are actually trying to follow through on those favors we asked for. Ugh, jury's out on whether they'll succeed, of course, but this could turn out really good for us.
I want it known that I do not approve of this plan. Even if we get all these favors, it isn't worth Mosaic's safety.
He's fine, Cameron.
No, he isn't. He's not safe around those hero types. Solus could betray him long before he ever gets around to betraying them.
We have to trust that Mosaic can look after himself.
Yeah, right. The kid's only nemesis is allergic to killing people, and popularly known as Baby's First Hero. If Solus turns him into the other Paragons, he's toast.
Cameron.
Look, all I'm saying is, if we don't do something, they're going to do something. It is us versus them, Nevaeh. And it always has been.
You think I don't know that?
I think Mosaic might be forgetting.
We have a plan, okay? We're going to follow the plan.
You're going to drive us into the ground, Providence.
Damn it, AZ, watch it. We're sticking with the plan whether you like it or not. Just don't do anything stupid, okay? That's an order.
Sure, of course. You're the boss. Here we go. Solus should be on their patrol at this time of night. Aha. There they are. Right on time. Solus.
What?
There we go. Don't fight it. It'll just wear you out. How's it feel being completely frozen? I don't get to do this often. Usually, your Mosaic's problem. Not anymore. I like you better like this. Quiet. Still. Nuh-uh. Solus, you're a smart person. You must understand that it is in your best interests to support Mosaic. Because if you hurt him, I'll leave you frozen for much, much longer. This is just a warning. And a gentle one at that.
I can't.
Oh, fuck. Might have left you frozen for too long. All right, come on.
Mosaic.
Don't tell anyone about this. Or next time, it'll be worse. Besides, I can't afford to get in trouble with the guild again.
So you're coming home tonight?
Yes, I'm coming home, but...
I know. I won't. It's okay. And I talked to the guys. They should calm down a little.
Thank you. I'm sorry for yelling. And leaving. I just needed some time away.
I get it. Can I ask who you ended up staying with?
Jude.
Ooh la la.
Nothing happened. We just talked. And I met their cat.
Oh wow. So if you weren't in love with them before, you totally are now.
You are the worst. Wait.
What's wrong?
Hello? Sir? Ma'am? Are you... okay?
Don't approach strangers, Apollo.
I think they're hurt. I'm hanging up.
What? That is not good safety etiquette for meeting strangers on the street.
I'll be home soon. Excuse me, are you okay?
Need... Mosaic.
Oh, fuck. Solas! Shit, you're so cold. How long have you been out here in the snow?
So... cold.
Damn it. God, your super suit feels thin as hell. Okay, come on. I'll help you to my apartment. It's nearby. Take my coat. Here, sit on the couch for a bit. I'll go find some blankets, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Clothes don't feel too wet. I guess that's one good thing about your suit. You lean back against the couch while I tuck you in. Just stay awake, okay? Fuck, you're so cold. What do I do? I can't call the tower. They would find out about... God damn it! But you're in really rough shape. What's the best way to warm someone up without putting them into shock?
What the fuck?
Shit! Nevaeh, this isn't what it looks like.
How? How is it not what it looks like? You were in your goddamn cities and
they don't know! Shh!
They don't... what?
I don't even think they're fully conscious. I'm really worried, Nevaeh. I don't know what to do. They're so cold, and they haven't been responding to me when I talk to them, and they aren't even shivering anymore, and I... Nevaeh, I'm scared.
God damn it, Apollo. Solas is your enemy, your nemesis. You should have left them to die wherever it was that you found them.
It's not like that, and you know it, Nevaeh. Don't fucking talk like that.
God, you're soft.
Please help me.
Well, you're their damn boyfriend, aren't you? Snuggle the fucker.
Will that help?
Yeah, body heat or whatever. Best way to warm someone up safely. Are their clothes wet?
No, I think the super suit's waterproof.
Good. Just take off any extra layers and then get under the blankets with them. They should start to warm up.
Thank you, Nevaeh.
Yeah. Now leave me alone.
I don't like how much I need you. You're important to me. You've been a big part of my life ever since I became a villain. I can't let go of that. I'm happy to have met you. Even in the way I did, with the way I was.